chicory and white Queen Anne's lace along the roadsides. This means that the fall will soon be here, and that means the harvest. Hundreds of farm trucks and semis will be taking to the road to bring in the bounty of the Thumb of Michigan. So when you see trucks, give them a wide berth. And if you're driving a truck, take special care to bring the harvest home safely. This is State Representative Dr. Ned Canfield. Let's make this a healthy Michigan.
Brought to you as a public service by A Healthy Michigan.
Make the switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to a $2,000 instant rebate. Hi, this is Matt Revert from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. It's our geothermal upgrade event. Switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to a $2,000 instant rebate. If you already have a geo system, upgrade to a 5 series and receive a $1,000 rebate, or upgrade to a 7 series and receive a $2,000 rebate. In addition, receive a 30% federal tax credit. Start saving up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water with a comfort you have to experience to believe. For a free estimate, contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe at 989-269-5280.
Listen to the WLEW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune into Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill with your broadcast tonight as the Ugly Bearcats try to remain perfect as they take on the Harbor Beach Pirates on homecoming night in Harbor Beach. It's now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLEW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Joining me today via text message from the Huron Daily Tribune, it's the believer of the backfield, Paul P. Adams, our in-game analyst for the WLEW Sports Network, Dave Hanson, and our director of sports information, Doug Cole. Through the end of the season, we will keep score of our game's predictions, and when that time comes, we will deem a Media Roundtable winner. So far, after six broadcasts, we have, for the first time in history, a three-way tie for first place. Dave Hanson, 2. Paul P. Adams, 2. And yours truly, Clark Ramsey, 2. If I had a bell here, I'd ring it.
Yes, you would. And clearly, this is a big game, and I think I'm up for the challenge. Enough horsing around here. It's time for me to get back in the lead.
Oh, boy.
It's that time, I'm telling you.
So how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's featured game on the WLEW Sports Network, Ugly at Harbor Beach. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, graciously will accept the victory for the week, as has been the case twice this
again,
year.
Again, I was going to say, yes, just again. Add again. Right.
Since Dave Hanson, you won a long time ago.
Right.
The tee is yours.
Well, again, it's good to be back here in Harbor Beach, a classic rivalry game, one of my favorite games to watch when it comes to the Greater Thumb East. However, a tale of two different teams, the Ugly Bearcats undefeated. Clearly, they play excellent defense, and we're going to get to that. We're going to mention that a lot, and that's the difference in this game. Harbor Beach can score points. Ugly has a great defense. Ugly can score the ball as well. Harbor Beach has not stopped anyone yet, and that's going to be the difference in this game, which I have Ugly winning this game 48-18.
48-18, so a 30-point differential.
That's correct.
For you. Well, sounds like Paul P. Adams had his hands full today, so he just sent a score in for us. And he has the Ugly Bearcats as well, 56-12. So Paul P. Adams with 44-point differential. He's going to have to go to Vegas finding that much scoring, as Dave has 30. Now, Doug Cole, our director of sports information.
Well, Clark, it's Harbor Beach's homecoming, and obviously it's a must-win game for them. So I think there's going to be some excitement and some energy here in Pirate Country. I think it will be a close for three quarters, and then in the fourth quarter, that's when you'll see Ugly pull away. With that being said, I got Ugly winning 47-27.
47-27. I like the range here, fellas. So we have Paul P. Adams at 44, Dave Hanson at 30, and Doug at 20. Dave, you got some company on either side of you, and I guess I have the Pirates.
Yes, you do. We'll still have a chance yet in this one.
We'll see if I make it three wins in a row. We'll see. Hey, let's take a look at the other air games going on across the region. Just a few games in 8-player this week, as Kingston is at Deckerville. Kingston at 3-3 on the season. Deckerville at 7-0. in Deckerville.
Well, if you ever get pinched for time, just skip this one. I'll take Deckerville until somebody tells me different. Deckerville, they are the team to beat. They are the cream of the crop in eight-player division. Again, we hope they drop to the southern part so that they can go a long ways in the playoffs. But Deckerville wins, and it won't be close.
You take a look at the latest projections, and they even have Own Gauge going south now.
Wow. Well, that would be good for them, too.
Well, we have North Huron and Peck. In Peck, North Huron still winless on the season.
Yeah, 0-7. It's a clear rebuilding year for them. Peck is at home at 5-2. Peck wins that one.
Caseville at Own Gauge.
You know, Own Gauge 6-1. They finally lost in the regular season, but at home they are tough. Doesn't matter who they play. Own Gauge wins.
And Mayville at Dryden.
You know, that's the only one where there are two games where one's team is 3-4 and the other is 4-3. A little difficult. More difficult to predict. Give me Dryden at home.
All right. I have no clue, to be honest with you, so we'll find out.
All else fails, Clark, go with the home team.
In the Greater Thumb Conference. In the West, we have USA, who is at least clinched a share of the West at 6-1 in the season, won 6 in a row on the road, taking on Vassar at 2-5.
If you're not a believer in the Patriots, you need to be. The Patriots win this game by a couple touchdowns.
Reese is at Cass City. Cass City trying to get into those playoffs. They need 2 victories in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I wish we could have seen a Reese Rocket game this year because they have put themselves back into the conversation at 5-2. They are a very good team. Give me Cass City. They are hungry. We've seen them play. They have what it takes to win. They just need to finish the game strong and at home in a must-win situation. Give me Cass City.
And the final game of the West, Bad Axe, is on the road taking on a very angry Lakers team.
True, and a very injured Lakers team.
Yes,
last week was tough on them. We know there's no quarterback, no Wisner. We highly doubt that their top running back is going to be in that game. But I'll take Lakers just knowing that they have played well on both sides of the football.
In the Greater Thumb East, Brown City at 2-4, taking on Sandusky at 2-5.
Brown City has quietly gotten better every week.
Excuse me, 3-4. I apologize.
Yeah, so say, give me Brown City in that game. They're on a little streak here. I look for them to continue to get another win here on the road.
Marlette at Memphis. Someone's going to win.
The battle of the 0-7s. Well, we do know that Memphis is in a class lower than Marlette when it comes to quality of football. Marlette gets their first win.
That would be nice to see. And, of course, our game of the week, Ubley at Harbor Beach. Ubley comes in tonight, at least clinching a share of the Greater Thumb East with a victory tonight. They clinch it outright at 7-0 overall. And Harbor Beach at 4-3.
Again, like I said, it's crucial for both teams. Ubley needs the win to maintain home field advantage, hopefully throughout districts, maybe even further if they go that far. Harbor Beach, obviously on the other side, must win for them because if they don't win, they are not going to make the playoffs.
We are 28 minutes away from kicking off in the Greater Thumb East as it's the Ubley Bearcats on the road taking on the Harbor Beach Pirates on the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
Banking locally has many benefits. If you haven't already, it's time to make the switch to Northstar Bank. At Northstar Bank, you can enjoy the same financial services at a lower cost. They offer free online banking with mobile banking and bill pay services. And to brighten your financial future, ask about their great new CD special. It's 1.15% APY for a 15-month term. If you're looking for a local community bank that looks out for your best interests and provide exceptional customer service and value, visit your local Northstar Bank branch today. Northstar Bank, guiding the way. Check with your wireless carrier for fees that may apply with mobile banking. Annual percentage yield is effective July 7, 2016. Limited time offer. Bank may end this offer without notice. Requires a minimum of $1,000 to open. Penalty for early withdrawal, member FDIC.
Hey, sweet phone you got there. Is that the new Android? Where did you pick that up?
I just picked it up at Thumb Cellular. I can't wait to show it off to all my friends back at college.
Whoa, hold on. Thumb Cellular? But you go to school outside of the Thumb. Aren't you afraid of the roaming?
Get with the times, man. That was like 10 years ago. Thumb Cellular has nationwide 4G coverage and no roaming charges throughout the entire United States.
Are you serious? No roaming charges anywhere in the U.S.? That's better than my provider, and they're a national carrier.
I think you should give Thumb Cellular another look. I love the super fast 4G LTE network, and they have a great selection of smartphones and tablets.
But you have an Android. I'm an Apple guy.
Don't worry. Thumb Cellular has the latest iPhones directly from Apple. Seriously, you need to check out Thumb Cellular of Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Talk of the Bird.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring has the best in-stock selection of Chevrolet.